In yesterday's Crisis Councils, we heard the message spoken by the musician prophet Jehaziel to the people of Judah when they were in a great crisis. Faced with a massive invasion, the people were confused and terrified. But Jehaziel said, "Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." At first glance, this message may seem to say that the people were simply to sit back and let God handle the problem. But in fact, they did have action to take. Jehaziel's instructions continued, "Tomorrow go down against them. They will be climbing up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the Wadi in the desert of Jeruel." This did not sound like a good plan. The people would be leaving fortified Jerusalem and entering into a dry riverbed, the Ziz Wadi, where they would be vastly outnumbered. But this was not just Jehaziel's crazy idea. Jehaziel was receiving the guidance of God. That guidance would prove sound, as we will see in future crisis councils. In recent weeks, many people around the world have struggled to figure out the right plan to confront the coronavirus. Different strategies have been adopted in different places, and those strategies have often shifted from day to day. On a personal level, many individuals are struggling to figure out the right course as they deal with job layoffs, childcare issues, and drastically changed personal circumstances. The story of 2 Chronicles 20 has one central teaching in this regard: look for the guidance of God. The right plan is not always immediately apparent, but as we keep receptive to God's inspiration, we are ultimately led on the right path. Let us pray. Guide us, O God, to discern the right course in life and to follow as you lead.